I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. China is imposing a ban on North Korean ships entering its ports. Chinese media quoted the foreign ministry as saying that Beijing was applying the terms of latest United Nations resolution. Robin Brandt reports from Shanghai.
The United Nations approved further sanctions last week, placing even more stringent restrictions on North Korea's ability to trade. China hasn't always enforced those measures as tightly as others. It remains the pariah state's only significant ally. But China's foreign minister said all North Korean ships will now be barred from entering its ports. The People's Daily described Wang Yi's comments as a full implementation of the UN sanctions.
In Myanmar, the National League for Democracy, which dominates parliament, has put forward the names of two nominees to become vice presidents of the country. One of them should eventually be chosen as president. Tin Yaw, a trusted aide of the party leader Aung San Suu Kyi, is one of the candidates. It's thought he'll get the job, but as our reporter Jonah Fisher explains, he'll act as a proxy for Ms. Suu Kyi, who's barred from standing.
Aung San Suu Kyi has made it pretty clear that whatever position she's put in, whoever she has to put in as president of this country, that she will still be the one in charge. She will lead this government. She will be making those decisions. So Tin Yaw, when he becomes president of this country, he will still have to take orders from her.
Prosecutors in Brazil say they're filing money laundering charges against the popular former president Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. Prosecutors say Lula and his wife failed to declare ownership of a luxury seafront penthouse in the exclusive resort of Guarujá. The former president denies the accusations and says the charges are politically motivated. The two contenders for the Democratic Party's presidential nomination in the United States, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, have argued fiercely over their records in their latest televised debate. They also clashed on their immigration policies, as Laura Bicker reports from Washington.
The candidates faced tough questions on immigration issues. They both agreed they would not deport children or immigrants without criminal records, and they both favour a path to citizenship. Hillary Clinton was also asked about polling, which suggests voters think she's not trustworthy. She said it was obviously painful for her to hear, and she wasn't a natural politician like her husband or Barack Obama, but she hoped people could see she was fighting for them.
U.S. media says at least five people, four women and a man, have been killed in a shooting in the town of Wilkinsburg near Pittsburgh in Pennsylvania. At least three others were wounded. Witnesses say at least two gunmen fired at a backyard barbecue party. One witness heard at least 20 shots being fired. The suspects are still at large. This is the World News from the BBC. The High Court in Cape Town in South Africa is due to deliver its verdict in the trial of a woman accused of kidnapping a newborn baby girl in 1997. The infant was allegedly snatched from her mother's bedside in a Cape Town hospital 3 days after she was born. Last year, the girl was reunited with her family after she befriended a younger girl at her school to whom she bore a striking resemblance. DNA tests confirmed that the two were sisters. The woman accused has pleaded not guilty. The British-based monitoring group, the Syrian Observatory of Human Rights, says one of the top military commanders of IS, Omar al-Shishani, escaped alive but was severely injured during a US airstrike. On Tuesday, the Pentagon said that Omar al-Shishani, a Georgian national, was probably killed during the attack last week in his location near the town of al-Shadadi. The Canadian Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, has arrived in Washington at the start of the first state visit to the White House by a Canadian leader in nearly 20 years. Relations between the Obama administration with the previous Conservative government of Canada were strained. But shortly after the election of the Liberal Mr. Trudeau in October, Mr. Obama extended an invitation. Talks between the two leaders are likely to focus on trade and environmental issues. Three American conservation groups are petitioning the U.S. government to protect a rare type of dolphin. There are only 75 of the animals left, a Taiwanese subspecies of the Indo-Pacific humpback dolphin. Cindy Hsu reports from Taipei.
The petition calls for the subspecies to be protected under the Endangered Species Act and urges the U.S. agency, the National Marine Fisheries Service, to encourage Taiwan's government to address pollution, illegal fishing, boat traffic, and other threats that these dolphins face in the shallow waters along Taiwan's industrialized and densely populated west coast.
BBC News.